Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It's Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. And our special guest, Dr. Booth, will be calling in a minute. We want to make sure that we get him on. It's going to be a big one. We're going to call in right now. 561-387-1734. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Finally, we got the technical difficulties out the way. We got Dr. Bruford on the line. Doctor, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Russell. Good morning, everybody. Happy early Thanksgiving to everybody.
Oh, fantastic. It is a pleasure and a honor to have you on our newsmaker line. Dr. Bruford, you are truly a philanthropist of the year. You are doing something so phenomenal with the Winter Clubs. Tell us about what you're doing.
Well, Russell, I was sitting here thinking, and I said I wanted to do something for the people, kind of to give back to the community in a different way. And everybody kind of during the holidays gives away food and dinners and stuff like that. And I thought that I would give away set of gloves, socks, and hats to people. We do get frozen around here. This is a part of the country where it gets a lot of times deathly cold. So I figured instead of feeding somebody, because there's a lot of places where people get food and food is preservable, let's go ahead and try to keep the people warm. And so I'm calling my little outreach program is Warm to the People, Russell.
Wow. But what drove you to do that? I mean, how did you come up with that idea for gloves and warm stuff to keep warm?
Well, Russell, like I said, I wanted to do something to give back to the community, and instead of giving away either a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner or both, I figured that I would have more impact and more long-lasting results if I give away, like I said, sets of hats, those little hats, gloves, and two pair of socks to anybody who comes into my office there at 1209 U Street, Northwest Washington, next door to Ben's Chili Bowl right down the street from Lincoln Theater. Anybody who comes in there, we're going to give you a set of gloves, hat and socks to keep you warm over the winter, Russell.
It is so important what you're doing, because people need to know. There's so many people out there that's freezing during the winter. They don't have blankets, what do you call it, food. They don't have clothes. They don't have gloves. And you'd be surprised what a pair of gloves and a hat will do.
And Russell, further, I think that my little effort here, you know, will have kind of a longer lasting effect, because I'm going to try to do this from now all the way through the winter. By the way, we just did it yesterday, and I've already given away 75 sets already, just in one day.
Wow.
Already.
75.
Wow. Yep, 75 sets already. I think the actual number might be 73, but we gave away a whole lot of warmth yesterday already, and that's just one day into this little project.
But we have posted it on our in the magazine, and we also posted it on our Facebook page, and we want people to know that, you know, what's going is so needed. I mean, it's so needed that people, you'd be surprised who needs it. You know what I mean? I mean, you'd be surprised who basically need a glove or need a hat, and that could be the difference between so much freezing.
Indeed, that's exactly what I was thinking. They said the most asked for item at the homeless shelter is socks. So I was thinking, I said, okay, well, let's do socks. Let's give away socks. And I said, well, no, let's go ahead and give away those little gloves and hats too, and really try to help to protect the people by way of this clothing for as long as we can do this little project, Russell.
Tell us a little bit about what you got planned for 2018, and what should we be doing as far as all this stuff that's going on now? And I mean, where is this world coming from? What is going on right now, Doc, that we have so much turmoil in this world and all this stuff about sexual harassment? What's really going on in today's time?
Well, thank you for asking me. But I was thinking that we need to try to give back in new and different ways, and try to be more effective in spreading the love. I think that Jesus Christ said, you know, give them love, essentially. So I'm trying to think of different, new and different ways to spread that love. And I'm hoping that other folks will kind of pick up the mantle, pick up the gauntlet, and try to do similar things, to try to give away love, to try to be positive, and try to help our fellow man, instead of being so divisive, as has been being discussed for the past almost year. Let's try to be inclusive and try to spread some goodness and some positivity, as opposed to some divisiveness, Russell.
I want to bring up Kathy Santos. She is a veteran of she advocates for veterans. Say hello to Dr. Kathy.
Hey.
How you doing, sir? I've joined the program. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Hey, Russell, didn't we do a show from the VA one day last year when it was snowing cats and dogs?
We did a show from the VA, and she is a woman's vet. You're going to meet her, Doc, on the 7th. She is she has an organization called – tell us about the organization, Kathy.
Yeah.
Our nonprofit work is the National Alliance of Women Veterans Incorporated. And
wonderful.
Yes, we began many years ago addressing sexual assault in the military, and you see now it's all over, you know, that the agenda that we started from the military perspective. But I'm just pleased to hear that you speak from a position of love, something that we can all relate, you know, showing compassion from one to another. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter about your classification. You know?
No. And see, that's what I'm trying to push forward again, guys, for 2018 is inclusion, is love. Because the reason why the United States is so great is because we've taken the good stuff from all other countries and have this wonderful American soup. It's just wonderful. Because when you start preaching hate, division, and divisiveness, and raciality, sexuality, all of that stuff can either be used to include people and spread the love, or, like we've seen, can be used to separate people. And that's not what I think should be going on, guys.
Well, you're doing a good job, Doc. You're doing an excellent job of spreading love and caring for people and making a difference in this DMV. And I want to thank you and commend you, and we're going to definitely give you your props on the 7th of December. It's going to be a big one. Everybody needs to see you personally, man. Shake your hand and thank you for the work that you're doing. And also, Kathy Santos, she is truly an award winner for 2017 for her organization of women with the veterans. I mean, and like I said, we broadcast live from the VA one morning, man. It was awesome. The veterans
now
we can give our veterans and help our veterans more. Go ahead.
Indeed. And that's what I was going to mention. My support for the veterans, because a lot of times the members of the armed services have joined and signed the contract, you know, out of their heart with the United States of America. And a lot of times the veterans get the short end of the stick, they put their lives on the line, literally and figuratively. They've lost limbs and all kind of stuff and need help, because war and protection of a country is not an easy or a clean business, and we need to help them when they get back. And oftentimes we don't follow through on our end of the commitment to the veterans and to the service people. Also, if somebody wants to bring by some hats, gloves, or socks for us to give to the folks, just bring them by the office. Just drop it off, and we're going to be trying to give away a little warmth and love for the entire winter, guys.
Now, I want everybody to hear that. Doc says if you have some gloves or some socks or some hats that you want to donate, bring them by, and he will definitely see that it gets in the hands of people that need it. We're going to take a break.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the spirit of giving and the Christmas holiday that's coming up. We'll be right back. And with the in crowd, you got to be with the in crowd on December the 7th at the Masonic Temple, right down the street from Dr. Rufus' office, 10th and U Street Northwest, from 6 o'clock to 11 p.m. We're going to be experiencing the most caring, giving, loving Christmas party of the year. The Be There Magazine Awards, the DMV Oscars, and we have two of the excellent individuals who are winners of the award. We have Dr. Bruford III, and we have Kathy Santos. Tell us about this spirit of giving and what we can do more to just give back to the community in 2018.
Kathy or me?
No, you go. Let Kathy go first. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Mr. Price, I don't think that's anybody with a bigger heart of giving than yourself. So I just like to thank you for your selfless heart that you give out of your heart. You know, as often as I see you, you always give it to the next person. How you always thinking about the next person, having a platform that they can share. But I will tell you that this, besides a Christmas, what has generated, I think, through the Be There magazine since my experience, it generates an infectious kind of spirit that allows you to give without any convictions, without feeling any kind of guilt or shame. You know, it's just something that, you know, I was raised in that way. That was the Southern hospitality. It's still known as, you know, people that are just genuinely kind and authentic in how they treat other people. I think just giving kindness. It doesn't always have to be a material thing, but showing love from one person to another, you know, is a good start. And I think that begins with how you have generated a climate of giving amongst the business community and the DMV. You know, it's so present, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. This program here, I think, is going to send a great message to what the result is of the work that's being done in DMV. You know, everybody has a pair of gloves can go a long way on some cold hands. You know, well, we may take that for granted, but not taking any small gift for granted. You know, a smile, you know, a simple act of kindness can go a long way. So I think we should just be very thoughtful on whatever we have. Nothing is too small, you know, to share, you know, not only during the holidays, but in our daily life, just taking on a spirit of giving out of ourselves, a hug to someone who's grieving or alone, you know, going into the VA hospital. I know that they were happy to see you there. So don't take any much more. So just to share that my spirit of giving goes in from different levels. It depends on the need. But I tell you, the work through the veterans community, there's always a need for just a hug, just a listening ear, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you for allowing me this platform. And I'm just going to continue to work through the DMV, through Be There magazine, the Black Card family, to see how we can continue to grow this message. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yeah, much love to you. And that was it. And I was thinking, guys, that that I could help inspire and reinforce that spirit of giving and sharing and love among our brothers and sisters, and indeed to the society at large. Y'all remember all the little drummer boy had to give Baby Jesus was his drum song. A lot of times, all you have to give is either yourself or your love. That's where the giving starts. And so I'm hoping to create and reinforce and inspire other people to just do some other things in new and different ways. It doesn't have to be in the conventional ways that most people think about giving back. Any kind of giving of love or showing compassion and brotherhood is good, Russell.
Excellent. Well, we're going to see both of you on the 7th of December. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you both on our Newsmaker Live. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget the December the 7th, the most caring, loving, giving Christmas party of the year. Lady Mary in the House Band will be there. That's the band of the year 2017. Roger Chapman will be performing his song, So Close. And then So Far Away, we're going to have DJ Cosmo De Facto. He'll be performing the music. We're going to have vendors there to shop. You'll be able to shop for Christmas and giveaways, 200 giveaway Christmas presents. We're going to give back in the spirit of giving the red carpet. You'll be able to walk the red carpet and buy red carpet fashion. We've got Tony Armstrong coming all the way from Florida to bring his artwork there. We have individuals who have designer dresses. It's going to be all that. And we have the black card section where you can sit in and enjoy the festivities absolutely free. It's free to attend. And you're going to see people like Dr. Bruford. Now, if you haven't had an opportunity to see Dr. Bruford in person, you need to be there and shake his hand. Kathy Santos, working for the Women's Veterans, Business Women and Business Veterans. You need to meet her. She is an absolutely woman of class, and she has a heart of gold. And she's from my hometown, Philadelphia. So we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you on the Russell Price Morning Show. Thank you.